famous Phil Hendry Show from the Space Coast, Florida. And today on the program, we will have Dean Wheeler. You heard me speaking with Dean during the promo for the Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler and Emerelda are really excited about an entirely new level of service at Wheeler Resort and the Northern California Holistic Center.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Margaret. And Dean Wheeler does join us on our Newsmaker line. Dean is at the Wheeler Resort in Northern California. And Dean, as I understand it, what you have created is what you call a new level for members at the Wheeler Resort, correct?
Yes, Phil, that's correct. It is called the Avocado Level. Our membership, Phil, is of a certain socioeconomic status and standing, and we felt through the years, as we allowed access from the general public to go into the D&E Lounge, that's the Dean and Emerelda Lounge, or go to Knobtown, which is our very high-level restaurant, or to just access the Emerelda Club, which is dinner and dancing and drinks. The Avocado Level bespeaks a socioeconomic standing, Phil, that we really want to respect, because people had come to us, a lot of our membership, but said that they were, we have a word for it, it's called GTTC, and it is a...
Now, you're going to tell me, what is GTTC?
Oh, well, GTTCC is, it stands for giving them the creeps. And let me just explain. I know it sounds colloquial and silly, but we like to communicate as clearly as we can with our membership. And when we have lower economic people who are sort of sneaking in through the back door or the side door and using our facility and standing and staring at people that are having high-level socioeconomic conversations, do you see what I'm saying? So what we're doing is trying...
I think I understand what you're saying, but it sounds a little snobbish, Dean.
Oh, no, it's not snobbish. No, we're the last thing in the world. We're not snobbed. What we're trying to do is give the Avocado Level an opportunity to sit, have cocktails, talk to each other, and then suddenly turn to their left and see someone staring with their jaw hanging open. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
Look, Dean, here's what I understand the Wheeler Resort in the past has done. You've given access to the public as well as your Avocado Club members, but you didn't, you know, there was no segregation. Everybody was treated well. And you let the public come in and use the facilities. Has that all ended?
Yeah, I have to say, giving access to those that are not Avocado Level or Gold Level or higher, that has ended. We can't have a lot of people. And as I've said to you, Phil, and you had the same issue with one of your other sponsors when they were coming in, I think it was one of your restaurant sponsors.
Well, we had Ted Bell, excuse me, Dean. Ted Bell complained that Phil's listeners, he called them a bunch of, what do you call them, Phil? Well, he called Phil's listeners rubes and hicks.
No, we're not doing that. We're not going there.
Well, what are you saying then?
What we're saying is we'd like people who are not of the same socioeconomic status as our Avocado Level Club members. They don't get to stand there and stare with the mouth hanging open as if, oh, look at them. You see what it does? It puts people off their food. We've had members of the Avocado Club trying to sit down to a healthy meal, and they look up, glance up. They may be glancing up to get the waiter's attention for some water, and what do they see? Three or four of these people off the street, a lot of them were listeners of yours, Phil, leaning forward, staring with the jaw hanging open, almost looking like they're dead. You know what I mean by the dead? If I could put a sound to it, it would sound like this. I don't know. So
I think I understand what you're saying. You're saying that they're just low class people.
No, I'm not.
Well, yes, you are, Dean. You're saying that these people that stare and make the Avocado Club members feel uncomfortable. Look, you just said it. They look dead.
I don't mean to say they look dead. I mean to say that they're standing staring at people that are trying to relax over a glass of white wine, a glass of Chardonnay Cabernet. You know, the Cabernet Sauvignon. I don't know how it's pronounced.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, well, okay. Henry's over here trying to tell
me. Hey, Dean, we're on the air.
Sorry. I'm sorry about that, Phil. No, so that's what Avocado Club is going to mean. It's going to signify that our socioeconomic Avocado Club members can have a cocktail, sit, talk about matters that the wealthy, yes, they're wealthy, talk about matters that the wealthy understand and not have to glance up. Maybe they want to see where the men's room is. I don't know. And they glance up and they see someone standing there who's not with the Avocado Club, maybe one of your listeners, maybe they came in off the street using one of our restaurants, or maybe they just needed to use the restroom. I don't know.
And do you let people come off the street to use the restroom?
No, we do not. No, we don't allow that. No, we've never used it. But people sneak in. They'll come in and pretend like they're looking at the sunglasses, and they'll see the can.
And they'll come in, and they'll stare at people?
They come in, Phil, and stare at our Avocado Club members, Avocado Club Gold and Avocado Club Standard. And they, well, these are people trying to have a glass of white wine and just forget the fact that they've got to go back out into the world and hose off.
All right. I think it's snobbish, and I think you're looking to alienate anyone that doesn't have a certain income level. That's what it sounds like.
It does. And it sounds like to me, Dean.
Oh, it does. I often wonder, Mr. Henry, if this is your opinion or are you just echoing what your staff said.
I agree with Mr. Henry that that you make everybody sound like they stink, that they have a smell problem.
Dean, or Bud, I never mind.
Well, what were you going to say to him? What, is Bud not, does he not qualify?
I don't know what Bud's income level is. Bud probably, because he's been in broadcasting down through the years, I don't know what Bud's income level is. I'm simply saying I don't want to argue with some people who, I don't know. I'm not going to argue with people who, when they get up in the morning and they use the toilet, they've got to use the spray because, you know, there's an old saying, you know, a lot of us don't think it stinks. I get up in the morning, I go ahead and use the bathroom, Mr. Henry. I don't have to use any scent spray. You can go in there, take a deep breath. You think you're on a flower pan. Really? Henry thinks that he does.
Okay, Dean, we're talking here with, hold on, Dean. We're talking with Dean Wheeler. That the Emeralda Club, that the D&E Lounge, that the Knobtown, all of these are restaurants and eateries at the Wheeler Resort. They're all being closed to the public, and they will only be allowing members of the Avocado Club or Avocado Club Gold, which is the Dean Wheeler, basically membership at Wheeler Resort. You are using as the extreme that when these people who are members of your Avocado Club try to have a cocktail, they look up and they see someone staring at them like they're dead?
You're saying a lot of the people that are not wealthy basically look like they come out of a movie like Train to Busan or whatever that other zombie movie is.
No, that's a whole load of horse shit.
What's the language, if you don't mind?
My apologies, Mr. Henry. I'm sorry. I got emotional. No, that is not true. You're saying that we're calling people who don't make enough money, they look like zombies from Train to Busan. Wow.
All right. Nobody knows what Train to Busan was. It is.
I think people do, Phil. Very famous film, Phil.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, we seen it the other night, me and Vivian. Okay, well, just in case, if Train to Busan is a Korean-made zombie film about these people who survive a zombie attack on a train. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for telling us what we already knew, Phil.
Hey, Dean, I'm trying to get through this interview with as politely as I can. You're basically saying the following. People that don't make enough money don't belong at Wheeler Resort.
No, I didn't say that at all. I simply said that a lot of people who do not make the Avocado Club Gold Standard...
Which is basically what, like $500,000 a year?
Oh, boy. We do not... Where do you get that?
Well, how do you make it to the Avocado Club Gold... The Avocado Gold Club?
You make the Avocado Gold Club when you desire to sit and have a glass of white wine and talk to other members of the Avocado Gold Club, just relax and stare at them and look at their wives, and you just, yeah, what a tough day it was, ha ha. Yeah, and you're laughing, and then you glance up, and you see something that looks like it just got up off of a corner's table and started walking.
All right, so that's what you're saying, Dean. You're saying that the people who don't make enough money look like zombies fresh off the corner's table, right?
Well, I don't think I put it that way.
Yes, you did. You just did.
Yes, you did. You just did. Mr. Henry, I've tried to keep this friendly.
You're not keeping anything friendly. Look, just say it. You don't want people at your Wheeler Resort Club who don't make enough money, and they make rich people feel creepy.
Okay, all right, I'll say that. Yes. I don't want you here, okay? when a lot of my avocado club and higher club members look up, they may be trying to get the attention of the waiter. They may be glancing up to say, hey, where's the wine list? And instead what they see is someone staring at them with the mouth hanging open, eyes bugged out, just a river of drool.
What are you talking about, river of drool?
Just what I said, but some of these people will lean in and stare at them, and they'll be nose to nose. They'll almost be touching noses with the person they're staring at, the eyes bugged out, the mouth so wide open, there is a literal river of drool coming out of the mouth, spilling down the neck.
Bullshit.
This is why no one wants to do your show anymore, Mr. Henry.
Oh, really? You know something I don't know?
Yeah, maybe I do. Everybody I talk to that used to want to do your show, they don't want to do your show no more, okay? Because you don't have no class, all right?
You sound like some slob that didn't get out of the third grade.
What are you talking about?
They don't want know this and you them, and you're talking like a moron.
I'm telling you, when I get up in the morning and I go and I use the bathroom, boy, oh boy, you'll never get it. Henry,
hey, this is General Shaw, Dean. When you get up in the morning, you use the bathroom, it doesn't smell bad. Is that your point?
That's not only my point. That is a factual statement, all right? I've spent enough time around the Avocado Club Gold members to know that when I get up in the morning, I have a bowel movement. I don't need to use any spray. I don't have to put perfume, nothing. You come into the bathroom after I've used the toilet and gone number two, you'll take a deep breath. You'll swear to God you're in the Alps. I've never been more disrespectful.
Dean, I'm sorry, but a lot of the things you're saying sound fucking absurd. And
thank you very much.
Well, you can't hang up, as you know, but I will tell you this.
I don't want to listen to you lecture me, Mr. Henry. I want you to remember, with every word out of your mouth, you're encouraging one more of these ghouls to go up to one of my Avocado Club Gold members who may be cutting into a thin, beautiful filet mignon. They may be lifting to their lips just a tender salmon dish, or they may be taking a sip out of their Cabernet Sauvignon. I can't pronounce it good, but I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, sure you do.
Let me tell you what I do. You know, you are encouraging, with every word out of your mouth, one of your listeners to stand there, bug-eyed, jaw gaped open, a river of drool flowing, staring at my customers, okay? My customers, and going, I can't have it anymore. I won't have it anymore.
I've heard enough. What happened to that guy? This is a very interesting evolution.
Well, what happened, you know, I talked to him.
What'd he say, bud?
Well, he basically said that Wheeler Resort's losing money. They feel a lot of the money that what is being lost is allowing access to all these lightweights that he calls, you know, chiseling lightweights that are coming in. They're, you know, they're getting a cup of coffee and staring at everybody and not really spending no money.
And they're using what, the restaurants?
They're using Knob Club. They're using the D&E and place like an Amarola Club. So what they want to do is, they, as Dean said, they want to burn out the droolers, the half-dead, and the, you know.
The half-dead.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so Dean Wheeler's Wheeler Resort, ladies and gentlemen. We've given a lot of airtime to Dean and the Wheeler Resort over the years, and I can tell you, I'm so sorry that we have, because that was not cool. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Gloria Grover. Haven't talked to a lot of you lately. We've been working very hard with Larry, my son, myself, and Dr. Elcott to try to get Larry out to a lecternal, have him be exposed to the wonders of Elcott, the next step, so that hopefully my son, and it would be such a wonderful thing. I could not get my husband, Larry's father, Groverton Grover.
Is that really his name?
Wow, Ed, back off. Oh. I could not get my husband, Groverton T. Grover, that's right, that's his name, to even come to one lecternal because he thought, as he put it, it was all right out of a garbage disposal.
Oh, boy. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show features Elcott the Next Step every Sunday. Enjoy the lecternals from Dr. Elcott and all of the goings-ons there at Elcott the Next Step. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show also does the Saturday Cinema and the Saturday Classic. There's lots of weekend programming at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website. So get a backstage pass today and avail yourself of all the fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, sure. That's what it is.
Welcome back, Phil Hendry Show from the Space Coast here in Florida. And, you know, I have to tell you, I've been extremely pleasantly surprised at the number of surfers there are in Florida. What did you think? Well, I heard, and down through the years growing up in California, I always thought, well, Florida didn't have surf because the Atlantic Ocean was kind of flat. But you can see behind me, those of you that are watching us on video, you can see the beautiful Atlantic Ocean behind me. And, man, those are all some beautiful, beautiful waves.
Those all look, I'm not a surfer, but those all look, Bud.
Yeah, those are surfable. There's no question about it.
What are you, have you ever surfed?
No. Have you?
No. Well, yes. I wouldn't call it surfing. I was thrown out of a ship.
You were thrown out of a ship?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Wait for a...
I waited for, a rescue ship. And in the meantime, I sort of floated around. I would say that what I went through was as heavy as any surfing.
Anyway, where are we, man? Get a backstage... No, we've already done that. We're going to bring on here Gloria Grover. And I just got sidetracked by talking about the Florida surf. But it is. It's very beautiful. So, and I see lots and lots of surfers out there. Don't worry about general... You guys don't need to comment, okay?
All right, Phil, but we do come from the surfing capital of the world, Southern California.
Well, there's... Yeah, sure. Anyway...
What do you mean, yeah, sure?
It's a great... Yes, you're right. Southern California is one of the top... I heard one of the top five surfing places on Earth, but that's just because the movie Endless Summer said that. Can we just move on?
Go ahead, but Jesus, you know...
Hey, move on. I'm over here, Phil.
Yeah, Gloria Grover's here.
Yeah. I was waving at Phil trying to get his attention because you looked like you were going down for the third time, if you'll pardon the expression. I can see Bud right now laughing.
Well, you said going down.
You know, Bud, if you were in Elkhart the next step, I'd level you down to tadpole size. You'd just be down there going, I'm Bud Dickman.
All right, Gloria, we don't have to threaten people.
It's not a threat. It's a promise, I tell you that.
I'm just saying, people out there claim to be surfers, they ain't.
What are we talking about here?
I have no idea. I came on the program, Phil, because Ed's here.
Dr. Elkhart?
Yes, and Dr. Elkhart needs to explain what happened on the show on last week. I think we were promoting Elkhart the next step. Dr. Elkhart had been drinking too much. Ed, come on in.
Hello, Phil. Dr. Elkhart, how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I have to tell you that we're away from the Redeemery right now, so I can be a little bit more candid.
I've asked you, Ed, to be respectful.
I'll be respectful, Gloria, but...
And I am Overlord Huggy.
Yes, I understand that.
All right. Fuck.
She just said fuck. Is she allowed... I'd like to know in Elkhart the next step if you're allowed to do that.
I'm an overlord. You got it? How many times do I got to keep... I keep pointing... Every time Ed doesn't understand, I point down here. You point to your genitals? Oh, boy.
Well, that's what you did, Gloria.
I understand. Pointing to it tells him, you know, I am... Watch it, you know, he's overstepping his bounds.
Gloria.
You just said Bagloria, and that's Elkhart for bitch.
Bagloria is, yes, it is Elkhart for bitch, but I didn't mean to say that. I misspoke. Gloria, I was going to say but Gloria, and I said Bagloria.
Bagloria is Elkhart for hey bitch. Thanks. Thanks for everything.
Oh, Gloria.
No, I just...
You guys are making something out of nothing here. What did you come on the program to talk about?
I came on the program to tell you, Phil, that Dr. Elkhart had come through a very difficult time of alcohol abuse, some drug abuse. He gave in to his sex addiction, and we've got the photographs of this girl whose name is...
Desiree.
Desiree. You know you're blended with me.
Yes, I do, and that's why I started to drink. Because I realized that I'd let you down and all of the Elkhartans and the Elkhartia. I'd let it down, too. That is our book, Mr. Hendry. The big, thick one is included in the Elkhartia, which is our language and lingo and our lingano. And these are all things that we say to each other.
Now, in the lingano, isn't it right you say, yeah, I just went ahead and I did it?
Yes, in the lingano it says, I went ahead and did it. And that means I saw a beautiful girl. She invited me into her trailer. And I went ahead and I, you know.
Almost as if you're saying, I went ahead and did it, like you took a leak on someone's grave.
Well, no, it is.
Yes, it is, Ed.
I apologize for my inebriation the other day here, Mr. Henry.
Have you been drinking today?
Go ahead, Ed, tell him.
Don't call me. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart.
I am Overlord Huggy Gloria Grover. You want to fuck with me? Huh?
Now, you should throw her off for... She just said F.
You're trying to fuck with me? I gotta get up, you know.
Ms. Grover, do you want a drink of water or something?
Yeah, sure.
You see that? Dr. Elcott, what's going on between the two of you? Gloria is trying to shove up my rear end and down my throat her status as an overlord, meaning she can control...
I am not, Ed.
Her status as an overlord, meaning she can control my every move. She's trying to shove it down my throat and up my you-know-what. So it's coming at me from both ends, and I won't have it. What does the Elcata say?
Yes, I was going to say, what does the big thick one say?
The big thick one says, when one is sticking it up there and pushing it down here, it's going there, it's all messed up.
Meaning it's a negative.
Yes, it's a negative. Mr. Ender, you should have seen Phil. He's going,
meaning it's a negative.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. Yes, meaning it's a negative. Here comes Gloria now.
Thank you very much, Bud, for the water. I have a glass of water. Ed, I'm simply saying I love you too much for you to stand there and sound like nothing more than a five-and-dime drooler welcoming what we call the push and pull, Mr. Henry, up there and down there. It's like two fingers going in the same direction. It's like two fingers trying to meet in the middle, and the middle is somewhere in Ed's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, you just, oh, man.
Oh, look at that. He balled his fist up.
I saw that. I saw that, Dr. Elcott. What difference does it make to you, Phil? Huh? I saw that, Dr. Elcott. What a little bitch.
All right, Ted.
Now I'm going to go home and I'll be leveled. We have a leveling machine in the bathroom. Fuck me.
Yeah.
1 hour later...
Take it, bitch.